BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. My name's Rachel, and I'm studying psychology at Lancaster University. You might not know this, but I'm only 5 years old. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Thanks so much for introducing the show today.
No problem.
So, you are studying psychology at Lancaster Uni, right?
Yep.
How long have you been doing that for?
2 years. I'm in my second year now.
And how old are you?
I'm 5.
Right, okay, so you've been studying for over 2 years at a university, but
yep.
You're 5. How can this be?
Well, I'm born on a leap year, so I only get a birthday every 4 years.
What, so today is your birthday?
So today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you!
I actually, the show introduction was confusing me.
So, what do you do on the years when it's not your actual birthday? Because I hate missing out, this would be my worst nightmare.
Well, I have the 28th with my friends, and then I do the 1st of March with my family, so I get 2 birthdays.
Yes!
Yeah, that's good, actually. That works out.
I make up for it.
Well, happy actual birthday.
Thank you very much.
And we've got someone here to sing you something a little bit special.
Congratulations.
It's off cassette.
And celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me.
I feel like I'm in Frankie and Benny's.
And jubilations.
That's enough. Oh, it's making me want a banoffee pie.
You just have to imagine that we're bringing you over a massive cake with loads of little fireworks poking out of it.
I'll have a sticky toffee pudding.
I'm just off to the loo to learn Italian, but I'll be back in a sec.
We've all done it. I love that place.
It's a money-saving tip. Why is... buy one of those teach-yourself, you know, downloads?
Just go in the bogs in Frankie and Benny's.
Oh,
have you ever been to that place?
Yeah, once.
Congratulations by Cliff Richard is on, like, every 5 minutes.
It really is.
If not more. Every time there's anyone mentions a birthday, here comes Cliff again.
Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me.
Rachel, have you fallen asleep?
I'm just having a little dance.
What's this? It's French. It's French.
Italian or Spanish?
Or Portuguese?
So this wasn't originally invented for birthdays. This was for the Eurovision, was it?
I think so. Spanish. This is incredible.
I thought he was just doing an accent. Like, he forgot to learn that one, so he was just like, if I say it...
Oh, come on, Cliff, please do Japanese. Right, there we are, Cliff Richard there, singing Happy Birthday, when congratulations, in a selection of languages for you, Rachel.
It was beautiful.
Happy 5th birthday.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I did particularly enjoy the slight buffering there in the international version of Congratulations by Cliff Richards, because here at Radio 1 we're still on dial-up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
David Chartner's been on saying that that girl can't actually legally have a drink until she's 72. Is that right? I think that is actually right. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks, you.
Cool, what are you saying?
I actually go into that restaurant all the time, and we always say it's our birthday just to get a song.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that?
Well, we've done it a few times, about like 3 or 4 times whenever we go in.
So you just pick one of your mates' birthdays, like, yeah, it's his special day today, so could you please offer us congratulations?
Yeah, one of us goes in the toilet and then we, like, say, oh, yeah, it's his birthday, can you come out as a surprise?
Oh, my God, you really have planned this well.
Yeah.
And they always oblige?
Yeah, yeah. We've not had anyone like saying, well, are you sure it's your birthday? You've been here quite a lot.
That's brilliant.
We've not, yeah.
And if you had a selection of like a large amount of mates, several of them could have a birthday, and you'd be, it'd be on all night, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, have quite the party.
Hello there, by the way, if you work at that restaurant. Congratulations. A lot of people who do have been on. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Drives them mad. The Scott Mills Daily. Becla.
Aight.
We need to chat about something which I think that you may have forgotten about. I understand that your workload is heavy.
Fair to medium.
But do you remember Chris's David Guetta song?
Yes.
That we're making, you know, the Guetta-esque style yeah. song. Now, me and Chris have done our bits. We've laid down our vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But where is your bit, please? Because I'm getting a lot of people asking about it on email. Go, have you totally forgotten about the David Guetta song that you're making? It must have been over a month ago.
Yep. I haven't forgotten about it.
Right.
And I'm...
Because you need to... Your job is the kind of Minaj-style rap.
Yeah. It takes a lot to be able to rap to that standard.
Sure.
So I'm still working on it.
Okay. We need to talk more about this after 4:30, and maybe I can give you a little sneaky peek of what we've got so far, okay? But then you need to get this down.
Are you telling me to pull my finger out?
A little bit. The Scott Mills Daily. We're just chatting about Let's Dance for Sport Relief, which I'm on with Ollie Murs. I hope he's learnt the routine, because I haven't seen him. And we're doing it together on Saturday night on BBC One. Becky's coming down.
Yes, and you've just told me that I might be on the telly.
You might be, yeah, because they have friends and family, don't they?
Yeah, and the little tables, and Alex Jones goes and speaks to them.
Yeah, I think that's going to be you.
So what was making the one that doesn't speak laugh then was that I was showing him what face I was going to pull if the camera accidentally cut to me whilst you were doing the routine. Which
no,
was
it was
like,
a really worried face.
No, it was a look of like, OMG, I can't believe you're doing that.
Oh, okay. Could you, like, just smile? And I'll try and smile as well, even though I don't really know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Today I went through the routine with all of the dancers. You know, dancers are like cool, you know, really cool. And then I kind of turn up.
Do you know it yet?
Well, here's the thing. I thought I did. And then today, the director bloke turns up and he's like, right, we'll add this in, we'll add that in. And I'm like, it doesn't speak like that. That's just my director voice, if he's listening. Hi, Richard. We'll add this in, we'll add that in. And I'm like, oh, hang on a second. I thought I'd learnt the whole thing. No. But if it works, it's going to look good.
Have you done it at normal speed yet?
Yes.
I know you've been, oh, you have?
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't been doing it still at half speed.
No, because when you
ask
me...
It's on Saturday. It's Wednesday today.
I know, but I know you like to leave it till the last minute.
Yeah, I mean, I've been practising and, you know, I'll just do the best I can, really.
Have you got your outfit yet?
No one's shown me the outfit. But I'm going to be one of them, aren't I?
Yeah.
One of LMFAO. But anyway, it's all going to be fine. I'm not stressed about it at all.
You are, though.
Yes. I'll try not to look worried. And if the camera does cut to you...
Don't do the L on my forehead.
No, do not do that. Absolutely not. I've got smoke on my entrance and everything. It's going to be brilliant. Right, it's just...
That's just nerves. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So, don't know whether you remember this, but ages ago, Chris, off of the show, was saying that he wants to win a Brit Award. Because he's that kind of person. He thinks anything is possible. And obviously, to win a Brit Award, you have to have had at least one hit record. And that's a problem, because he hasn't. This seems like ages ago we were doing this now.
Yeah, it does. I forgot.
Because
actually,
it is.
Yeah, I forgot actually how this David Guetta song came about.
Yeah. So we thought, well... Let's just make one like David Guetta does, because he releases a song every 2 days, and generally they're all top 5 hits. So we have written a song which has got all the ingredients that Guetta's do, like being in the club and generally just copying off with girls. And we've been into the studio, yes we have, and we've recorded some backing vocals. Would you like to hear those?
Yes.
These... sound rather good, actually. Almost too good.
Not to blow your own trumpet.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what you can do in a professional recording studio. That's all I'm going to say. You can make anyone sound good-ish. That's us. Yeah. Now, that's just the backing vocals, that's not the whole song.
Ooh, good.
Chris has done his bits. Would you like to hear some of that?
Yes, please.
Now, Chris has assumed a kind of Pitbull / Flowrider thing. That's his kind of direction with this. Do you want to hear this?
Yes.
Okay.
Bing bong. Bing this bong. Is your captain speaking. Want to take off with you this evening. Flown the world to every country. You're the girl tonight who wants me.
So, so it's as you can see here, it's a kind of metaphor about, you know, all the things that Guetta does in his songs, but it's based kind of in aeroplane style.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he's the captain.
Bing bong. Bing this bong. Is your captain speaking. Want to take off with you this evening. Flown the world to every country. You're the girl tonight who wants me.
Next bit.
You can be my navigator and navigate me to the dance floor. Stow your table, put your seat upright. You could be in for a bumpy ride.
You like it so far?
He's got a lot of energy, hasn't he? And a lot of passion.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, I don't...
Something else.
Pitbull would be Pitbull would be jealous that he didn't think of this. Definitely.
You're looking hungry for me, golly golly. Up your aisle with my trolley trolley.
Yeah, see? It's all about the plane.
Trying to work it if you're meat or fish or the vegetarian option dish.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I quite like the sort of the way sometimes you get double versions of him.
Yeah, no, it's good.
When you get that breathless feeling, masks will fall down from the ceiling. Let me show you a way of stopping. Your ears from popping.
Can we? I think we should put all that together now so you can hear like the whole thing. Should we do that? Let's hear that just to see what the whole Pitbull bit sounds like.
Bing bong. Bing bong. This is your captain speaking. Want to take off with you this evening. Flown the world to every country. You're the girl tonight who wants me. You can be my navigator and navigate me to the dance floor. Stow your table, put your seat upright. You could be in for a bumpy ride. You're looking hungry for me, golly golly. Up your aisle with my trolley trolley. Trying to work it if you're meat or fish or the vegetarian option dish. When you get that breathless feeling, masks will fall down from the ceiling. Let me show you a way of stopping your ears from popping.
I like it.
I like the way there. You can hear him and he's like, here we go.
So that's Chris's bit.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my bit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So this is like, this is a chorus. Check it.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane and we'll never feel this way again.
Yes.
On a mile high dance floor.
Yes? So what? I'm allowed to use auto-tune. Everyone else is. What? And what?
Don't miss the flight, we're dancing all night. This club's like an aeroplane and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor, it's a mile high metaphor.
See? All works, doesn't it?
It's coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, now it's time for your bit. What have you done?
Well, yes, it's taken me a while, and that's because I've been trying to work on a sort of Nicki Minaj-style thing.
Sure.
Right? So she obviously has loads of characters in her rap.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like Roman.
Martha.
Martha. So I'm trying to create some of my own.
Okay.
I've come up with Roxy, the air stewardess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I've also got a male passenger, but I don't know what to call him at the moment.
Right. And that's as far as you've got.
Yeah, it takes a long time to come up with. This is creating entire people.
Okay.
And their voices and all that sort of stuff. So.
And have you written anything?
Well, I need to get the male passenger's name first.
All right.
I'm going to do it tonight.
Yeah, are you, though? Because we've been, like, this has been a month or so since we last talked about this. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll do it tonight. Oh, I'll do it tonight. Oh, I'll do it tonight. It's a bit like me compiling the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
I'll do it tonight.
What should I call him? My male passenger. We've got Roxy the stewardess. I thought that was quite a classy.
Yeah.
Sort of...
Well, let's ask the audience. Ask the audience. What would you like Becky's male character to be called in our David Guetta style song? So that's it. That's all you've got for me, that you've created two new characters.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, good. Well.
Well, what?
We've done our bit.
You haven't been pressurising me enough. I work to tie to deadlines.
Right, do it tonight.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, have we got any names for your characters yet for the rap bit?
Yes, there's too many names actually coming in that I quite like, so I might have to invent some more characters.
I like Two Seats Tyrone.
Yeah, he's on.
That's
I think.
Good one.
He's definitely checked in.
Yeah.
Denzel.
Denzel's good.
Was another one that I liked.
Yes.
But I think the male passenger should be called Rupert.
I like Rupert.
Because Rupert, you always see like a Rupert on the plane.
What do you mean?
Well, do you know what I mean? It's like a sort of slightly upper-class businessman.
Well, and all upper-class businessmen are called
there's
Rupert.
Always, no, there's always a businessman in standard class that thinks he should have gone first class, and he's normally called Rupert.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right. What do you check
his... Do you never think about these sort of things?
No, I really don't. Just you. Yeah. What do you check his bag tag? Oh, yeah. Oh, another Rupert.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am a little bit confused by what I saw on your desk earlier. What is this, please? It's a little, like...
Can we not mention that?
Why not?
Because I'm a little bit scared
Shall
about it.
Should I not
it.
Have said this?
No.
Right. Well, I've got it here.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
I wanted
a little
to
bit
ask you about it.
But I'm a little bit scared about it.
Why? Well, where, what is it? Where do you find it? Is this your writing?
No, it's not my writing. Right, what you've got is a note, right?
Yeah, it's on a little piece
found,
of paper, lined paper.
Right, that I found hidden behind a painting in a sandwich shop on Monday. Now, I
right,
saw
okay.
it poking out.
So you took the painting off?
No, it was just poking out, like only a tiny little fraction of the note was there. And I was like, oh, what's this? So I pulled it out and then it's got some writing on it and a diagram. So at first I thought it was a map to some treasure.
I'm trying to see what it says.
Right, it says phone unlocked. No, I shouldn't say really what... I'm really scared. Basically, okay, I'll tell you where my head is at.
Right.
I took that from the sandwich shop on Monday thinking it was a map of treasure. For no other reason did I take it.
Right.
Okay, now I thought when I read it, it's not a map of treasure, but I'd taken it by that point, and now I need to put it back because I'm really scared that it's part of some coded message that someone else... And if they check the CCTV, they'll know that I've got it, and now they're going to be after me to get it back, and I need to get it back. And I was going to take it back yesterday, but I didn't have enough time, and now everyone knows I've got it.
So I really shouldn't have mentioned it.
No.
Oh, awkward.
But at least it's in your hands now, so your prints are on it, not mine.
No, I'm handing it straight back.
I just need to get it back to where I found it to make sure that I don't get into a situation.
Do you think it's, like, off of spies?
Yes, because look at the diagram.
Yeah.
It's got, like, three circles, some arrows.
Yeah, and then there's four, like, different squares. Is it some kind of code?
Well, I don't know, but I'm pleased it's not in my hands anymore. You've got it.
Are you in Spooks? What is
this? I really want to put a picture of it up on the Facebook now so that I can show people what it is, but I think
don't
that's
do that.
Just... That's, like, more evidence that I had it, isn't it?
So what are you going to... How are you going to just...
Casually put it back tomorrow morning if I go in for a tea.
What are you worried about mostly?
Someone waiting for me and then just sort of really dark glasses and a hat and going, where is it? Hand it over.
Right. Have you, yeah. Do you think you're going to be...
Maybe.
Right.
You know, hidden in a bunch of flowers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how they always do it, isn't
they
it?
They do. It's always a bunch of flowers.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And there's always a silencer on.
Yeah.
So no one will know. That's what it'll be, and you'll be off.
And a dodgy-looking penguin. He's always there.
What?
You know, like off Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, right, yeah. What? Yeah, I think you may have broken some kind of code here. I think that you've interrupted something. You've interrupted something. That's what's happened. Someone was supposed to get this from behind the painting, and you've obviously taken it.
I know.
They'll go there and go, where is it?
I know.
And then bunch of flowers.
But now I'm
penguin.
I'm scared now in case they're waiting for me when I take it back.
Well, I'll...
Shall I get Chris to do it?
Right, Chris is in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just...
If I say to him, can you drop that at the painting in the sandwich shop?
Yeah.
Wonder what he says.
As you notice, I've already handed it back to you.
Another one that doesn't speak's got his fingers on it.
Oh, no. And also, our fingerprints are on it now.
I love the way it's got a slight food stain on the bottom.
We're all going to be off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is... TV and radio's Matt Edmondson.
You're not expecting me to sing, are you?
No, it's all fine.
To do the next record.
No, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. So you're on tonight at 9.
Yes.
And what you got?
Well, I've actually written it down because I'm always really bad at remembering. Ooh. So, last week, obviously, we were at the Brits. I did your red carpet coverage for you.
I liked it.
But in between the bits where you were playing records and stuff, I got loads of extra things recorded. And we didn't play it out last week because there was too much stuff. So we got an interview with Ollie Murs, which is 98% me chatting to him about his own genitalia, an interview with Labyrinth, and an interview with Jesse J. And they also share a common disgusting theme, which you'll have to listen out for.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Yeah. So this is all the stuff that was happening while the music was on.
Yeah, essentially, yes. I was just interrogating Ollie Murs about his downstairs region.
Was it too blue for daytime radio?
It really was. It really was. So, yeah, if you want some smut in your ears, then have a little listen later on.
That won't be a problem. 9 o'clock. Do you annoy them a bit? I quite like it when you do.
I quite like annoying. I like to think that they go away unannoyed. But I like to ask them, I like to sort of distract them with enthusiasm and then ask them terrible things.
Yes, I know. It's the way that you ask them, which is quite good. Mm. I think that's how you get away with it.
I asked Labyrinth in this one if he'd ever pooed himself. And he gives us, but I asked it in a way that felt really natural, like a natural segue. I said, now last year you were at the Brits, you missed the speech that Tiny Temper gave where he called you up on stage because you were in the toilet. I mean, you could have worn adult nappies. Incidentally, have you ever pooed yourself?
Yeah.
Boom, straight in there with a question.
Yeah, you got to go, it's all about the build up.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Which bit are you talking about there?
Ooh!
Sorry. Oh. Listen after 9 for more of that.
Labyrinth, come
also,
in.
Also, or out. Also, I did a sort of recap of the Brits last week. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah.
I did a thing where we put Blur's speech to Park Life.
Yes.
And also just did a laborious breakdown of what had happened at the Brits. We've done the same with the Oscars this week. Yeah. So if you didn't watch the Oscars, and I really hope you didn't, because my God, it was dull.
So boring.
Sat through 4.5 hours of it.
Dull.
So we've got the sort of highlights.
So you've kind of condensed it
for us. We've taken out all the proper bits and just included the silly bits.
I like that. It's Matt Edmondson, 9 till 10 tonight on Radio 1. Have a listen. It's a good show. Now, you are here to play the comments game today.
Am I? I didn't know that.
Did you not? Did you not?
No, I didn't know that.
See, we lure you in with enthusiasm.
I was told, I'll come on and present your show, promote the show, and then you can leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how organised we really are.
What's this?
Comments game. You know the internet, obviously, it's quite good.
What?
The internet.
What is that?
Internet, this thing.
Is it
basically
like, connects an encyclopedia?
Almost, yeah.
Right, okay, fine.
Yeah, but sometimes not as accurate. And there's a lot of information you can learn about celebrities thanks to things called gossip websites.
Yeah.
Such as...
I used to work for one.
Did you?
Mm. I used to work for Holy Moly.
I thought you did.
Yeah.
Well, you can learn things like Lisa Maxwell off Loose Women has proposed to her boyfriend, or that Glee actor Matthew Morrison... says that Kelly Brook isn't the brightest bulb.
Wow, that's what a revelation from him.
I know. And also that Anne Robinson is looking for a man, one without a pot belly and bad teeth.
Wow.
Fascinating things you can learn.
Beggars can't be choosers, Scott.
Absolutely. But the best thing is you can also learn what real people think of these stories.
I love comments.
I love the comments. It's the best bit. Generally, it's people just slagging off celebrities and each other. So, I mean, rarely do the comments on the stories on gossip websites have much to do with the story. So that's where this game comes in.
Marvellous.
Cue the wacky music. Yes, that's right, it's the comments game. So what we're going to do is read out some comments that a person has written underneath a news story on the internet. You've just got to guess what story they're commenting on.
Okay.
There are Scott Mills points available. 20.
Oh, brilliant.
20 for each one you get right. Okay.
Ooh.
So these are actual comments written underneath a story. I just want you to Matt and Becky, guess the news story that people are commenting on. Simple. Here we go.
I have no idea why, but ever since childhood, I can't eat these things until I'm ill, and then I crave them.
Could be anything.
You can't eat it until you're ill.
Do you know what? This is going to be about... it's going to be something totally random, like Arge from The Only Way Is Essex is running the marathon.
Okay.
Because this will be from someone else who's got into another chat with someone else on
the
comments.
They always go off on threads, don't they?
Yeah.
It always ends with two people having an argument and then someone will reference the Second World War and that'll be that. let me have a little think. I'm trying to think what news stories I've read today.
I think this is a red turkey or whatever it is.
Is it a story? Okay, I'll go with that. Is it a story?
What?
Herring.
Is it a story about a red turkey?
Okay, well, let's see if that makes sense with the next comment about the same story.
Having been to Rome many times, I have good news for him. They're available in Italy too, where they go by the name of Fruit Joy.
Okay,
so this must be something like an opal fruit or a starburst or something, or Skittles. Oh, God, is it like the Olympic Skittles qualifying rounds?
Okay, Becky?
Someone, Italy.
As Tyra Cruz choked on a sweet.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got one more comment to go on this one. So
I'm going
to
guess Italian stallion. I don't know any more than
right, okay, good.
Eat sweets. An Italian stallion eats sweets.
Here's your third comment about the same story.
But can he put one in his mouth without chewing it?
Tyra Cruz again.
Right, what's Tyra Cruz done?
Still the sweet. I've not changed the story. I've not changed the story. Still the sweet.
So Matt Edmondson is saying that Tyra Cruz has choked on a sweet, which is called a different name.
Because he cannot bear to chew it.
Yeah.
I can't say what I think. Move on. It's a bit blue, my guess. So I'm just
Duncan
not going to guess.
Yeah.
Duncan James.
It can't be that
can't
story.
Chew a whole ball. No, not the Duncan James incident.
There's a Duncan James incident that we're never...
Not allowed to talk
never
about.
Never allowed to talk about.
I can see one of the BBC lawyers standing outside the window just holding up the sign that says, don't mention the Duncan James story.
Do you know what the story is?
I feel like you told me and I forgot what it is.
Oh, yeah. No, it's related to something we were talking about earlier.
No, don't say that!
I don't ever... yeah.
Let me tell you off air. Hang on.
Yeah, my God, let's hope he had some wet wipes, eh?
Yeah. The actual... I had to check the microphones are off, though, don't I? Double check. This is the actual story.
Mancini. Man City's Italian boss is hooked on fruit pastels.
Oh, amazing.
What is that news?
Wow.
That was really worth it.
You said it was celebrity news. That's just actual real news.
Time and effort. Okay, here's your next story. But what are they commenting about?
Aha! First thing I saw when I came on the site, bad mood equals banished.
Oh.
My day is made.
It could be anything. You can't guess from that. It's a happy story.
Someone came onto the site. No,
I think it's them going, yay, first thing I saw when came on the site.
Bad mood has...
So it's obviously something happy.
Can I hear it again, Scott?
Aha! First thing I saw when I came on the site, bad mood equals banished. My day is made.
I think it's a celebrity who's got a new cute dog. It's got to be something happy.
Well, I completely disagree, and I think it's a celebrity who's got a new cute cat.
Okay, here's your next comment.
They both look past their sell-by dates.
Refer to previous guests.
Both look past their sell-by dates. I know what story it could be, but I dread to think. I'm going to pass on that one.
Next comment.
Reminds me of that sketch on Bo Selector when they were both in the nursing home together. Smiley.
What?
So this is something to do with two old people. Is it to do with the old Muppets? The two Muppets... I mean the actual Muppets, the two, you know, like...
What, the ones that sat on the balcony?
Yeah.
Well, it was great. Them.
Yeah, but with their actual voices.
Okay.
Older celebrity and older dog. I don't know. Old people.
Is it something to do with Lorraine Kelly?
Okay, is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm going to say Anne Robinson has got a chihuahua.
Let's find out.
Fancy meeting you here. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone bump into each other at hospital.
Oh, amazing. Because, I mean, you would have been able to guess that.
Wow.
Normally.
What were they going to hospital for?
I don't know. Bless them. Okay, and here is your final story. This is a different story.
I love it how someone's mood was completely changed. Just
ruined!
Story.
I know. Ruined. Yeah, here's the next comment on the next story.
She looks cute. I want a pair of ears.
So it's a female with ears. That narrows it down.
From someone that has none.
Yeah.
We can't guess from that.
The internet really is their perfect medium. Someone who has sexy ears. Let's go with Angelina Jolie. No, she's got sexy everything.
Okay.
It's a story about her.
Oh, is it, I know, is it Denise Welsh?
Doing what?
Do you understand the term sexy?
Did they say she was sexy in the clip?
Did they not say sexy ears?
She looks cute.
Oh.
I want a pair of ears.
Yeah. Maybe time to reconsider Denise Welsh.
Okay.
Has she got particularly good ears?
Denise.
Cute could be a kid. I'm going to go Suri Cruz. She's got earmuffs.
I can't remember Denise Welsh's ears. I've seen everything else.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next comment.
Fit.
No, retract previous guest.
Fit.
Okay.
I'm sticking with my original answer.
Okay.
Someone else in earmuffs.
Disneyland is fab and very hot. A holiday of a lifetime.
Is that someone from Disneyland just coming on and spamming the comments section? Yeah. Tickets available now.
Yeah.
Minnie Mouse. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
That is good. She's got ears.
Yeah.
She's
big
fit.
One.
Yeah. That's wrong, isn't it? She is fit as. She's certainly totty, isn't she?
Work all the clues together, don't I?
Yes, you
just
do.
Guess
so let's go through it again. Cute ears.
Yeah.
Fit. Disneyland.
Yeah. It's got to be Minnie.
It's got to be Minnie. It's Minnie.
Both saying that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got one more.
She's been arrested.
Will Talisa return to X Factor with Gaz? As I am sure we won't see Kelly Rowland. If Talisa gets the right money, then we will see her back again on X Factor. But get rid of Louis Walsh. He's old and grey and doesn't know what he's talking about.
Go on.
I think I know the story.
Go on.
Is it something to do with Britney Spears being courted for being on the X Factor as a judge?
I'm still laughing. Why did they go on that massive rant about how Louis's old and grey and doesn't know anything? I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm withdrawing.
It's factually accurate. But Britney Spears, cute ears.
Yeah.
Fit. Or at least she was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But she was in the Disney Club.
Yes.
And the X Factor stuff.
Yes.
It's the perfect crime.
I think he's got it.
Here she goes again. Trendsetter Talisa rocks a pair of Minnie Mouse ears as she enjoys a day off at Walt Disney World.
Oh, I really thought you had it then. I was so upset for you.
If you go back onto the iPlayer and read between the lines of what I was saying, I think you'll find that I was pretty accurate there.
Yeah, there we are.
The subtext of what I was saying was spot on.
Indeed. Thank you very much. We were all useless at that. Quite a hard game.
Because what they do is they take a photograph and they just spin a story out. That's not a story.
Absolutely.
Went, like, loads of people go to Disneyland and wear the ears. That's not a story.
No.
That's just a photograph.
Thank you, Matt. And we'll see you tonight, 9 till 10 on Radio 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.